Yeah.
So I'm going to pick up a book a little less and go back a little ways. I want to pick up at page 63, Wednesday, April 26th. This was preparing E. coli DNA so that we had plenty of cold E. coli DNA to use to block hybridization to E. coli in the various hybridizations. And so this is eventually the material is called S62 E. coli DNA, 1.2 micrograms per microliter, and it doesn't say how much volume there is there, but it's quite clear why this was made. And then we go on the following page, Monday, May 1st, Howard Goodman's clones, the human chorionic somatotropin, etc., and human growth hormone and rat growth hormone. The two human ones are very homologous, and the rat one is different and would only cross-react weakly. So he says don't use the rat growth hormone for human growth hormone work. And so he's talking about that. Going on then with the tests of E. coli on the minis to make sure that it will suppress hybridization by adding cold DNA. I think that that's what it is, yeah. So this is restriction enzymes. Each of 25 tubes and added mini lysates from S61. These are mini lysates made from various clones. So that page 67. They transferred as usual and hybridized to Jerry's probes, hemoglobin probe, HCS probe, PRO probe, RI, rat insulin, rat growth hormone, PRO, I've forgotten what that is, but not very critical. Five gels. Not clear what that means. So the following page, May 3rd, Wednesday, has a list of the probes used on Wednesday at, in someone else's handwriting, 5378, and in my handwriting on the opposite side, a larger scale minis on 30-5A. And on the pages 70 and 71, there are the gels and the hybridization autoradiographs. Comment on the HCS, only positive is a little on the control hemoglobin, but the control plasmid did not hybridize until longer exposure. At overnight exposure, the control is strong, and 38-5A is clear with the R1 piece about 9.2% of lambda length and still looks the best for the hemoglobin. So 30.5 is looking pretty good for a hemoglobin clone. continuing with the work on page 73 and 72 and 73, R1 digests fairly strong positive on 28/2ABC. With the PRO being completely negative. page 75, the hemoglobin control exceptionally strong, and so on, continuing to try to find the probes. On page 76, HCS are virtually negative and PRA essentially indistinguishable from HB, except HB control is weak. I'd perhaps need to check what PRO is. It's not very important. We'll find out what it is later on. Page 78, 79, RG completely negative. Looking at HEPA 1 digest of 8 minis on page 81. Transferred as usual, but didn't vacuum bake, etc., etc. Looking for positive clones. Going back to 30-5A, tests on 35A. The size of the R1 insert is 4.5 kilobases. It does not have a HEPA 1 site in it. But Phil Leder's mouse is 7 kilobase pairs, has 2 HEPA sites. a further confirmation of the difference there. So, got further tests on 30.5A, 30-5A, as on the next page, set of digests with Hindi 3, HEPA, Eco R1, Bagel 2, XHO, and rather nice and simple autoradiographs on the opposite page. Then the translation of the probes on page 87 and the elution of the probes. S87 HB4, 2.2 times 10 to the 6, or 22 times 10 to the 6 total counts, and S87 HB117, a total of 21 times 10 to the 6 counts. Wednesday, May 10th, page 89, a test of alpha versus beta. Using equal one and Hindi 3 and one alone. with a rather nice gel. The conclusion, a very good hybridization for the Landverse specific and clone specific sequences. No E. coli background. Looks to be an alpha clone, as HBU117 is much greater than HB4. Try a second hybridization with a lambda DNA competitor. Making a large amount of 30-4-58 on page 91. And competing out the lambda and E. coli sequences from the NIC translational minis on page 93, Saturday. However, the background was very high, and so cut out a gel band, therefore cut out a gel band and a NIC translation from the cut band. So on page 95, Monday, May 15th, and the preceding page 94, evidently rather pleased with this because it's nicely mounted as a NIC translated 50-5A probe with 117 delta LAC 4 alpha and beta. And 117 delta LAC 4 alpha and beta. So this is a test with S91-3-5A DNA, and lambda DGR1 equal DGR1 equal equal R1 digest DNA. With a remark on the following, on the preceding page, that Jerry Slatim continued this experiment and NIC translated a fifth of the recovered R1 piece, about 2 times 10 to 6 counts per minute, hybridized it to HB4 and HB117, and it gave the autoradiographs that are shown on the left page there. Those are evidently Jerry Slatim's experiments. continuing in the same vein, Tuesday, May 16th, page 97, human hemoglobin candidates, mini lysates. Using materials which are labelled for a slide. The conclusion is that a 24 exposure is too little on this experiment, but nothing equivalent to the control, doubtful if anything. So still trying to be sure what's going on. More minis on page 99 with 36, 23, 36, 24, 26, 27, etc., 28, 29, 30, up to 36, no likely candidates, but repeat with more DNA and shorter runtime. Try human cDNA on the repeat, looking for more colonies. Little bit worried about hybridizing to the tails. May 31st, Wednesday, page 101. Suppose that the odd clones are rich in AT, then they would all hybridize to poly AT or poly A tailed cDNA. All the probes would cross-react and would hybridize to HB4. Only HB30-4A5A would be clean. So test with a poly-A, poly-T competitor, or increase the stringency. And understanding the problem and getting more stringent condition. Showing what I expected with the hybridization on page 103, that HB117 with the poly details, poly A, poly T tails, should give strong hybridization under non-stringent conditions, but stringent conditions with a NIC translated plasmid as the probe, etc. There are various results to be expected. Continue with this general experiment on page 105 and 104, June 3rd. And the results of these experiments, these are the various experiments on page 107. The Commodore OS and LKS are divorced. 14-hour autoradiograph shows hemoglobin, cDNA, non-stringent, etc., and so on. Provisional conclusion, the hybridization is surprisingly dependent on the concentration of the cell, of the salt. But non-specific hybridization is quite easy to detect under non-stringent conditions. and so on. So understanding. A 120 hour autoradiograph shows that no sign of improved specificity. So not quite as good as I hoped. Continuing on June 5th. More hybridization tests. And that it was available to get poly A and poly DA and poly DT were available. More hybridization thoughts. June 6th. And mini lysates of human MP36, now plaque purified, on page 113. So that this is about twenty more clones. 36-1, 36-1-2, 8A, 12A, 14A, etc., etc. All have been plated four times, and the last pick was from a positive hybridizing isolated plaque. But the conclusion is the results show that little hybridization was obtained. With interpretation of the results on Friday, June 9th, and that none of the non-specifics show, only the hemoglobins are still working. Now trying some experiments with S1 nuclease hybridization on Tuesday, June 13th. Reprint from on page 121, a reprint from Jeff Ross as a precursor of globin mRNA. A nice paper of Jeff Ross's. Yeah. With some protocols on the left. Continuing the saga, S1 results, page 123, June 14. 30-1C has something in it. On June 16th, a repeat of the June 8th experiment and of the June 5th experiment. more and more tests of the same general type. With page 80, page 129, June 25th, a review of the hybridization data. Looking at all of the salt concentration, temperatures, etc. effects suggest that 12 times SSC going to 3 times SSC is not very effective. Discriminating specific or non-specific clones, but that hybridization is faster or better in 6 times SSC, so testing the conditions for hybridization with a conclusion that both an increase in temperature, a slight effect, or a decrease in salt, a strong effect, do increase the specificity somewhat, but at the serious expense counts with salt and not very promising. Effect of poly-RA. With the conclusion on page 130 that it's clear result that poly increases the specificity by a very good factor. So when using a probe that has poly-A, poly-DT, or poly-A, poly-DT tails, yeah, it helps greatly to add the cold competitor. This one, nuclease tests again on Wednesday, June 28th, with a large array of tests on set up on June on page 135. Titrating RA, poly RA on June 29th. 30 micrograms per mil looked near optimum. It greatly decreases the background. Two films, one very smeary and the other quite clean, that are from two tests. With and without poly-RA. No, the details are not given. Going on with the human candidates, latest human globin candidates, July 3rd, 139 page. MP35. MP35-2A1, 15A1, 16A1, 18A3. The conclusion, the gels suggest that all are the same size as 30-5A. 2-hour film shows minuscule but recognizable hybrid to all five with and without poly-A. Again, very similar. So it looks like we got 4 phages again that had the same length of DNA in the 30-5A. And that is the conclusion of a gel on page 143, run on July 5th with R1 BAM, R1 HINC 2 or HINDI 3, and R1 BAGEL 2 and R1 ALONE And these are the 30-5A compared with 2A1, 5A1, 6A1 and 18A3 with the conclusion that the stain shows all three are the same and the autoradiographs with exclamation marks. Contamination underlined. Perhaps we were re-isolating the same clone, is what is being hinted at there. But there seems to be little doubt about 30-5A and continuing work with the Hindi 3 digest of it on page 145. And it with the map now. Of the police, of the peace. On Monday, July 10th, they're using EcoR1 fragments as probes. 30-5A EcoR1 fragment cut out of the gel. Nick translated, did quite well for checking alpha versus beta, etc. The Sharon 3A. The hemoglobin's 4 and 117, but the lambda background was too severe for use as a cloning probe. So some ideas to remove unwanted material and prepare the digest today. And on the following page is the result showing that R1 on PBR322 was not quite complete, the R1, etc. So this was some problems in digesting DNA. Not very relevant to this sort of program. I'm ending with the last page of this notebook, page 151, ligation of PBR322 and the R1 fragment of 30-5A. So instead of trying to purify it, I decided to clone it into PBR322. The aim to ligate at a high DNA concentration R1. Template. No, I don't know what that is quite. And check the product for extended size, etc. It's just a way of getting the PBR322 clone of the EcoR1 fragment from 35A. I'm trying to get the best Stockmeyer concentrations so that the probe would, so that the fragment will integrate rather than just circularize, which we used to fuss about in those days. And that's the end of book S.